Hello, I'm Bill Fantini. In the past 12 months, rock and roll activism has raised over $100 million for famine relief. Little Steven, also known as Miami Steve or Steven Van Zandt, is with us to talk about the latest tune with a purpose, a song he wrote and co-produced called Sun City, expected in most record stores by the end of the weekend. Let's start with how the song came to be, its purpose, how you rounded up the all-star cast that performed it. Where did it all start?
It started probably last year. I knew I was going to write about South Africa, and I went down there. And when I got back, had a conversation with some friends, and we decided, let's do something, make a statement from the musical community. And at that point, I decided to focus the thing on Sun City, because that's the entertainment complex where people play. And by playing there, it helps to justify the relocation policy of the South African government, because it is situated in one of those so-called homelands where they relocate people to.
This is a point that I've seen written a lot of times in articles and so forth, but what do you mean it helps to justify the relocation policy of the South African government?
Okay, the so-called homelands are where the South African government relocate people forcibly. There's about 10 of them. They've relocated 3 million people already. After the people, the blacks, are in these so-called homelands, the government applies enough economic pressure to make them become independent countries, supposedly. No one in the world recognizes that they are independent countries, of course. And the idea being, eventually, there wouldn't be a majority of South African blacks in South Africa, right? So this is one of the very few so-called homelands that has become independent, Maputo-Tswana. That's where Sun City is. So what happens is people go down there and play and say, we're not violating any boycott. We're playing an independent country. And every time they say that, that's what makes the relocation policy work. So it's a real connection, you know, definite connection.
Now, most of the benefit songs that we've heard in the past year or so have been reacting to natural tragedies such as hunger. Sun City is reacting to a political disaster, apartheid. What's different in organizing and putting together a recording project like this?
Well, I don't think the subject matter makes it different. It was perhaps different in this case because we did it very spontaneously, very much from street level. What I mean by that is there was no record company, there was no real machine at work organizing the thing. We just were calling friends, you know, me and Arthur Baker.
Got some good friends, too.
Yeah, we're lucky that way. And everybody just came in. They all wanted to very much to make a statement about, you know, how they feel about South Africa right now. And what was really, when you look back on it, the fact that none of the artists knew whether the record was ever going to come out or not. I mean, they just wanted to, you know, support the thing, which was really meaningful, you know, really nice.
Song was cut in a couple of different sessions. Is that correct?
As far as the artists that are on it, oh, yeah, many different sessions. Whenever somebody was available. Sometimes it would be as many as 4 or 5 different artists in a day, sometimes just one at a time.
You know? In other words, it wasn't a big gathering such as with We Are the World.
No.
We had 30 celebrities all in one room at one time.
No. No, there's no building in the world that would allow all these people in at the same time, actually.
any special problems in putting together a recording like that? Or is it easier because you have people coming in and just doing their one line and then they split?
Well, no, it was a little more complicated because we were asking for free studio time from everybody. And that was I mean, we were actually very lucky because we got it. I mean, all the studio owners in New York and other parts of the world were great about it. But you had to wait for time to become available. So you couldn't really organize things as well as you'd like, you know.
I want to go back to the idea of doing a political song. I mean, musicians play music, you know, but here you're doing something, you know, real for the real world. You know, We said it's not the first song with a message, but it is something real that you're attempting to do here. How does that feel for little Stephen?
Well, that's what I've been doing for a while now. I've been, you know, trying to talk about things that I'm interested in. This is the kind of thing I'm interested in. I think it's a very important period of time. excuse me. You can make a record like this, and the fact that it's released is a victory in itself. You know, I think it's important, in a very important period of time, that people are starting to realize that something that I think that they've forgotten, which is that rock and roll and music matters. You can accomplish a great deal with it, and that's something that obviously I've always felt, but it's been like a voice that has been quiet for a long time, you know. And all of a sudden people have found they have this voice and they want to use it, and that's why we're seeing a lot of things this year, which is great, you know.
We have some comments from some of the people who participated in the recording of Sun City, and we have some more discussion with little Stephen coming up in a couple of minutes, but let's listen to the song itself, Sun City.
Sun City.
Sun City should be in record stores, should be in record stores this weekend. It's an interesting combination of rap, jazz, pop, rock, everything, all kinds of artists on there. It's also interesting that each artist is identified on the record cover line by line with the lyrics as each is singing. I thought that was a nice twist. You don't have to wait till the video comes out to see who's doing this part or that part, you know?
Yeah.
We have some comments, as I mentioned earlier, that were taped during the Sun City recording sessions, including a longtime friend of yours, Bruce Springsteen, saying that he just had to get involved.
I don't think you could just sit back, watch what was going on without feeling, just, you know, that you had to say something about it and you know, in some fashion. And I guess my attitude was, it's funny because the thing about it down there is that it's so out in the open, you know, but I'd hope that by bringing attention to what's going on down there, it'd also make us look in our own backyards about, you know, the terrible problems we have with racism right here in this country right now.
That's Bruce Springsteen, and again, I'm Bill Fantini. We're talking to little Stephen Van Zandt, who wrote and co-produced the song Sun City. And another comment we have is from Jackson Brown with some thoughts about the city itself.
Sun City's become a symbol of a society that is very oppressive and which denies rights to its majority of its citizens. So it's a symbol of that society's right to entertain itself, you know, in any way that it wants, and to basically to buy us off, to buy off world opinion.
Are there any talking to little Stephen, are there any specific actions or results that you would realistically like to accomplish besides raising awareness or besides raising some bucks? What do you hope to accomplish realistically with Sun City, with the recording?
Well, a few things. To begin with, the immediate thing from the musical community and also sports people and people in the acting profession, whoever goes down there to Sun City to entertain. This record, hopefully, if it is successful, will put to rest once and for all the excuse that nobody knew about it. You know, oh, I didn't know that that's what it meant to play there, or I thought it was a different country when I played there, or, you know, that I think once and for all that the kind of ignorance will be over, you know.
That's what Daryl Hall was talking about. He says that he and John Oates had an offer to play there.
Years ago, before we were really had achieved the commercial status that we have now, they asked us to play there and offered us a ridiculous sum of money, like $2 million to play there. And we could have used the money then, but at least we were smart enough to know what was going on. And I think that anybody that has played there, I don't want to, actually, I won't mention names. Rod Stewart and Queen and people like that have played there are jerks for doing it. And they were more than aware of what they were doing, and I think that they should be called out for it.
That's the whole process. They're offering these big bucks for artists to go and play in Sun City. And it makes it tough to turn down, I guess.
Have you had any
reactions? I don't expect that Frank Sinatra's called, but have you had any reactions from Rod Stewart or Linda Ronstadt or other people that have played there and suddenly are getting their names mentioned for having played there?
Not yet, no. I decided a while back, you know, I'm not going to make a value judgment on people who've played there. I only hope that they think twice about doing it again. That's what's important. And the other thing with the record, also, I thought it was important at this time to send a signal to the black South Africans that there are people in America who are with them. I mean, particularly in light of our government's policy, we have very much become the enemy down there. And that's a terrible thing, you know. And this record, at least, will tell them that there are other voices, you know, in America, and quite a few that are very much with them, you know.
There are some people in America who don't really know one way or the other. A New York Times poll not long ago showed 39% responding that they, you know, didn't know enough about apartheid one way or the other to have an opinion about it. What would you say to those people?
Well, first of all, don't ever take anybody's opinion as gospel, you know, whether it's mine or the government's or the 6 o'clock news, because you're not getting the whole story. You have to look into it yourself. And the trouble is, most people are confused in America because, you know, Ronald Reagan and everybody's running around doing their old communist rap, you know, like they usually do. You know, if we don't do this, the communists are going to take over. It's the same story in Latin America. And is incredibly misleading. Incredibly uneducated, and like most of our foreign policy that these people perpetuate, incredibly uneducated. And unfortunately, most people take their word for it, you know. Well, it must be right, you know. My president said it, you know. Well, that's not the case. And you know, we have to, it's all of our responsibility as citizens of this country to be knowledgeable about what our government is doing in our names.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
You have an LP and videos coming out about Sun City. When are they expected?
Probably both around the same time, around the end of the month, November 1st maybe, somewhere in there.
And do you have any personal projects that you're involved in you can tell us about in the last couple of seconds here? What's little Stephen up to besides Sun City?
This is it. Man.
This is
taking up all my time, and I haven't even looked a moment past it.
Well, again, Sun City should be in record stores this weekend. Good luck with the song. Our guest has been little Stephen.
Thank you.
Stephen Van Zandt. I'm Bill Fantini, ABC News.